Well, thank you for coming to interview with me. I'm really interested to learn more about you and learn what you do. So how did you get started in cybersecurity?
I actually started the cybersecurity after I graduated my college. I studied my bachelor degree in the United States, and after that, I go back to Turkey. And when I was looking for jobs, I was looking most of the software engineer jobs, but one of the job application actually really excited me. It was like hacking and about the penetration testing. They were looking for a starter to be trained. It was one of the big four companies, the consultancy company. I was really excited that, and I applied that job. After that, it went really well, and I got into the cybersecurity field within just that.
Cool. Did you like the United States or Turkey more, do you think?
Well, it actually depends what you are looking for. Turkey is my hometown. Everybody likes their hometown most. And other than the country. However, United States is actually a really good country. You have really good opportunities, and also being equal, like the diversity is really good for the both the development of the country and different aspects. So yeah, it has different goods and bads.
Nice. So when you were first starting, you said you like went straight into ethical hacking. How did you tell your friends and family what you were doing?
It was actually really complicated at first. Not maybe the friends, because my friends are like the same age, so they can understand what I am doing. However, especially for my parents and other elder family members, it was really hard to watch. However, they really got understand that, like, when you say that, okay, bad guys like hacking your phones or like the steal your data, we are actually trying to avoid that and try to stop that. They really understand. And well, one of the elder family member of mine is actually calling me the internet police like that. But it was nice.
So what kind of misconceptions did they have about cybersecurity?
People like thinking when you are saying that you are an offensive security researcher or ethical hacker. Actually, I don't really like to use the ethical hacker, because it's really has causing a lot of misconceptions in the question. It's really hard to divide between what is the hacking and what is the ethical hacking for the people that do not have any information about the subject. That's why I actually still not comfortable using the ethical hacking, but I am defining myself like the bug bounty hunter or the offensive security consultant more.
Okay. And how would you describe a day in the life of a security researcher?
Well, it depends on actually whether you are working in a company or not. When I was working in my previous job, I was actually like bonded to my company a lot, doing my tasks most of the times, were connecting with the clients, customers, finding vulnerabilities and writing reports. Right now, I am a full-time bug bounty hunter, mostly working in the snake rat team. Like, I am like a full-time snake rat team member at the moment. And my daily job is kind of focusing on whatever target I want. Most of the times, I am looking for the juicy ones, the ones that I can find most of the vulnerabilities. 75% of my time, I'm just looking for the technical stuff, and maybe 20 or 25 of my time, I was doing some reporting and communication stuff between the Wulnovs team, the snack team, and sometimes within the customers.
So do you think you liked your job before when you were working inside a company more, or do you like it more now?
I definitely like more at the moment because actually it also depends from the people to people. But for me, in my opinion, doing this work like the freelance within my time, I am my own boss at the moment. I choose the time that I work or which target I am working on. I do not go like the paid off the times, the holidays, because when I want to earn some money, I am working. If I do not in a mood of the working, then I am not. You are your own boss, your own manager. It's actually a good thing to have, but also have some disadvantages too, of course.
Yeah, it sounds exciting, choosing your own work and stuff. And is that what excites you most about Bug Bounty, or is there something else?
Well, actually, in the Bug Bounty, you are trying to find some vulnerabilities that matters. Actually, the most critical ones, also the most exciting ones. If I find a really critical vulnerability which makes an impact, it really excites me. And most of the times, why are working in this area, finding vulnerabilities really excites me.
So how has your job kind of changed since COVID started?
Well, I was working home like 1 year ago before the COVID. Still, I'm working from home. It didn't change for me as well. But the other people started working like me as well. That's a good thing, actually. Otherwise, that in the first 2 or 3 months, maybe not 3 months, but 2 months, we really had a few projects going on, especially in the snack, I observed, because the future was unclear. The companies didn't thought that what's coming next. That's why probably they postponed the projects at first. But after that, it was really amazing. I was actually a little bit afraid that the budget will be changed from the cyber security to another field, maybe for the companies, I don't know. However, it's got vice versa, actually. The companies invested cybersecurity more, and we had really lots of projects for the last year. It was actually a really good one for our job.
Awesome. So you were practically an expert on working from home already by the time it started.
Yeah. I am working from home like for the last 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. So what was the biggest challenge you faced to get to this point?
Actually, when I was working my previous job, I was going half of my time to the clients and the other I was in the office. So I was really social and I'm a really social guy. So after I started working from home, as I said, it is really nice, but and has really disadvantages.
How did you feel when you hit the $1 million mark?
Like maybe 1 year ago, it was really too far. However, after the COVID, like I said, this was one of the advantages. We had lots of projects coming on, and I really worked hard on those targets for the last year. That was a goal that I was for the last 2 years, and I am really happy to achieve that too.
You have any other big goals you have?
10 million, maybe. I'm kidding. I actually have a goal for this year. I am trying to submit 365 wallet vulnerabilities for a year. So one wallet report per day. That's my one of the goal for this year, actually. And it's really going well at the moment. The second is actually being maybe the snake of the year for this year.
Yeah, everyone needs a healthy dose of competition too. What has been the best or most exciting part of your journey so far?
Actually, I had one time like a burnout, maybe 2 or 3 years ago after 1 year and a half of on my Bug Bounty job. As I said that I didn't have any other friends like working like me in the Snake Red team or full-time Bug Bounty Hunter, but like I have maybe 20 or 30 friends and maybe 5 or 10 close friends at the moment like working with me. So on the back time, not communicating with other people really burns you out after some time. So that because of that, I got a little bit burned out, and maybe I didn't work for 2 whole months and just played some games, watched TV shows, but not the good ones, but the silly ones, actually. You really need to socialize. After that, I actually started traveling, like both in the domestic, in the Turkey, and also in the abroad, like the other countries, for every month after that incident. And it really worked out really well for me. What is the best is actually hitting the million mark was one of the really best goals I had so far.
No, I'd just like to say thank you so much for coming to this call. This is really interesting.
Yeah, thank you too.